Good afternoon, everyone, or good evening. Thank you everyone for calling in before calling in right now. This is Restoring Life, Praise, Worship, and Delivery Ministry. This is Pastor Ricardo Dawson. We are on tonight. We're going to be continuing where we left off on last week, discussing God's reconstructive process. That's the main subject for the next few weeks. And we started off by talking about salvation. And just talking about salvation, one, as we're ministering this or teaching this, it just continues to do something about our spirits, my spirit, something that continues my growth and my faith in Jesus Christ. So, once again, I just want to say thank you all who are logged in via internet or those who are calling in. Amen. And I'm just trying to give a little bit more time for a couple others who are trying to get in, you know, logged in. Some people have difficulty. A couple callers closing a little bit early, they have to call back in, get connected. So just giving a couple of more seconds. I hope everyone had a wonderful day. I'm afraid you had a good day today. Your tomorrow will be better than today. Okay, it looks like some more people are. Amen. Amen to everyone that's on. Like I said, this is Restoring Life, Praise, Worship, and Deliverance Ministry. My name is Pastor Ricardo Dawson. My name is Ricardo Dawson, Pastor. It always amazes me how some people get so excited to put on the titles more than anything else. So this is an interesting thing. That's another topic for conversation. Glory to God. Amen. So, with everyone ready, join me in a short word of prayer. Father God, we glorify your name on this evening, on this Tuesday this afternoon, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us one more day, Lord God, for we are souls, Lord God, we hear about every day, who are leaving this world, Father God, and just sad to hear it, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what you have given us for those who are still here. Father, we glorify your name on this day because you have given us life. You have given us strength. You have given us the ability. You have prepared us our bodies. You have formed us. And what you do, Lord God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, Father. Without you, there will be no us, Lord God. Without you, there will be nothing, Lord God. We thank you for forming the world. We thank you for forming us. We thank you for renewing our minds, renewing our bodies, Lord God, cleansing us and redeeming us, Lord God. We thank you for all that you have done. Even if you did not do it all, Lord God, we thank you of heaven, Lord God, the God who created heaven and earth, just for all that the mighty works you did. You're the only one that can make water come from the sky, snow come from the sky, grass come out of nowhere. Lord God, you are the only one who can do such amazing things, who can make the clouds sit in the sky without falling, who can make this world spin without us going crazy and dying off. In a whole other way, Lord God. Father God, we just want to give you glory, and we just want to acknowledge you for you being who you are, our creator, our redeemer, our God. We love you and we glorify you on today. Father God, open up our minds as we go into your word, Lord God. Open up our minds to receive what your word is telling us, Lord God, as we rebuke the negativity and the negative thoughts that the enemy would normally try and give us on tonight. Father God, we thank you that his attempts, Lord God, are defeated even right now, Lord God. And we thank you that our minds are clear to receive what your word is telling us, Lord God, what you are telling us. That our minds are clear, Lord God, that our minds are open, Lord God, that all distractions will be ceased, Lord God, so we can fully understand what we're logging on another time, Lord God, to hear this word. We thank you that even their minds will be first, Lord God, and cleansed, Lord God, and open to receive what the Spirit is saying to the church in Jesus' name. Let everyone say amen. Amen. We're going to be coming with a couple of scriptures. Amen. I hope everyone can hear me. Amen. If you're having trouble hearing me, I can't hear you preaching. Amen. So then I'll try and speak a little bit louder. I don't want to speak too loud. Amen. First scripture I want to come from today is in Romans. Amen. Romans chapter 3, So for all those who are following with their Bibles, I'll give you a couple seconds to turn to Romans chapter 3. Amen. And we're going to be coming from first from verse 10, from 10 to 12. And then we're going to jump down to verse 23. Then we're going to, well, we'll just stop right there. We don't give you too much. Amen. So we're coming from Romans chapter 3. Amen. And verse 10. I'm going to begin the reading of God's word. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is one that understands it. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Amen. You know what? I'm just going to continue reading. Verse 13, yet the rope is that it has an open sepulchre. With their tongues, they have used deceit. The poisons of past is under their lips. Amen. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their way. And the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Verse 19, Now we know that what things soever the Lord saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Verse 20, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Amen. Now, we see starting, we're going to go to the next verse I told you. But we see already, amen. Romans, the thing about Romans is, you know, we can talk about salvation and the plan of salvation and deliverance and what God did for us, but it all comes down to what we believe and how we're believing and how we're allowing God to enter in our hearts, amen. And it all comes down to faith, amen. And the beginning of Romans, I always love because it talks about how prior to having Jesus in our lives, how we're not, and those that don't thank you in their life, how we're unworthy. Amen. How even through the law, we're still unworthy. And it's all about faith. Amen. And Romans talks about, you know, righteous judgment and cautions against hypocrisy and different things, God's wrath against ungodliness, and, you know, how the just shall live by faith. We see how faith plays a very big part of our salvation, the salvation that was given to us, this gift. Amen. That's why when I studied this particular everyone tonight, I put restoring believers to victory. Amen. And let's receive the gift that God has given us. Such a great gift that God has blessed us with. You know, we should always or want to receive such a great gift given to us. When we're children, amen, we do things that's not always worthy of our parents' reward. Amen. We're not always worthy of what our parents want to give us. But nevertheless, you could have had a crazy day and you could have did some bad things. You could have stole from the candy store or not been good in school or didn't listen when you was at home or messed up the house or did certain things, but then when mommy or daddy come home, you know, they decide to bless you with something. Or around Christmas time, you know, during the year you wasn't great acting. You did a lot of things you probably should not have done. Not saying you were the baddest person in the world, but you did do good parts and then you did other parts, you know. But still, there was something left for you underneath the tree. Amen. For those who had a sheep. You know, this is a great gift. Whether you were good or bad, God is saying, listen, this gift is not because of how good you were. This gift is not because of how bad you were to win you over. This gift is just because I love you. Amen. This gift is just because I love you. We see, you know, for those that read the Bible, those that have been going to church for a long time, or those that go, you know, around Easter or Christmas, you know, you're still here to work. Amen. You still hear about what Jesus did. Those are awesome times to speak about Jesus, Christmas and New Year's and Easter, and those special times when we talk more about Jesus. Amen. And it's just amazing how Jesus said, you know, we come as little babes unto him. And just thinking about what I said about being a child and receiving a gift that you did not earn. Amen. Now, of course, sometimes as children, you get gifts for doing good on a test, or you good in class that day, and the teacher gave you a phrase, and the parents would say, hey, let me get you something. How about the times when you know you didn't deserve it? Amen. When you know that your life didn't stand up for what you got. Amen. And that's a special thing, because parents, like God is our parent, has a special place in his heart for his children. Some of you who are parents, you have a special place in your heart for your child. Amen. And you want to bless them with something good. You want to bless them with something that they can use. Sometimes when we want to give gifts, amen, people sometimes want superficial gifts, or just materialistic gifts. But then when you have someone who really cares about you, they want to give you a gift that you can use. Amen. Amen. I hope that makes sense to you. When someone cares about you, or when you care about someone, you're not going to get them a tie unless they need a tie. You're not going to get them a sock unless they need a sock. You know, those famous Father's Day gifts. You want to give someone, sometimes you know they like books. You want to give them a book because you know that this person loves books and they're going to read it. But you want to give someone something that is beneficial to their everyday life, something that they can use that benefits them overall. Amen? So that's what God does. God gives us a gift that he knows will benefit us every day. Every day. And then here's the funny thing. God didn't give us a gift, but when Jesus left, he said, listen, I'm going to leave something for you guys down here that will teach you all things. Lead you to righteousness. Direct your path. You get a double gift. You see how good God is? God is so good. And he didn't just leave you one gift that you didn't deserve. He gave you another gift. Holy Spirit. But we're not going to get to that right now. That's a whole other teaching. That's in a couple weeks. Amen. We'll talk about that in a few more weeks. Amen. But there's a gift that has been given to you. In the same way you wait up at nighttime because you know Christmas morning, you know, as children, we grow up every single day until we learn the truth. You know, by the way, we're going to Santa Claus, just as everyone else. It's the belief in the Easter Bunny, too. There is none but a fairy godmother. I have a godmother, but she's not a fairy. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I don't want to be around. Amen. Now, you wake up at night time expecting something great to be under the tree for you. You're expecting something. And you can't wait until you can't wait to go to sleep. You're so excited you can't fall asleep. But God has for you. Sometimes you just can't sleep. Sometimes you just don't. You know you're supposed to wait for it. You know you're supposed to get some rest and wake up in the morning, then you go check the gifts. Let's put that same effort into receiving the gift of salvation. Now, there may be some people who are on tonight that already know who Jesus is. Amen. You may know who Jesus is, but I like to keep always acknowledging the gift, because we wouldn't be who we are right now as born-again, saved, redeemed people of God, Jesus, you know, Jesus Christ followers. You know, we love Jesus, you know. We're Christians. We follow after righteousness. We wouldn't be who we are if it wasn't for the gift. Amen. And I thank God for the giver of the gift. You know, how many times we go get that gift, thank you, Jesus. We get that gift, and then as soon as we get the gift, we see the gift underneath the tree. We run to the tree, no matter how big or small the tree is. For those, hey, maybe you didn't have a tree. You know, maybe you just had some gift somewhere. Someone gave you something, and as a kid, you just start tearing that paper off. You start tearing the paper off because you can't wait to reveal the gift. And then once you reveal the gift, my gosh, I hope you still follow me. Once you reveal what is inside that casing, that paper wrapping, or even that box, you begin to open the box of whatever it is, and then you begin to use your gift. That's another message right there. I'm going to have to write that one down. Use your gift. Yeah, I said it again. Thank you, Jesus. Using your gift. God gifted you with salvation. He sent down his only beloved son, the only beloved of the Father, sent down his son, the one who sits on the right hand of God, the right hand of the throne. Sent down his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And you're probably thinking, well, preacher, why are you saying this? I mean, I already know about what Jesus did. Well, let's remind ourselves what Jesus did. Whosoever believes in him. Well, what am I believing in? I'm believing in the God who sat on the throne, coming down into a natural mortal body and living as one of us. And that's why we know that God understands what we go through, because he was down here. We know that Jesus Christ knows exactly what you have to bear living down here on earth. So when we say, Lord, it's so hard. Lord, it's not easy. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. Lord, Jesus, help me. Jesus is sitting there saying, listen, I've been out there for 30 years. I've been down there. I know this, right? I've been down there as a child. I've been down there as a little lad. I've been down there as a teenager. I've been down there as a young adult. I've been down there as my 30s. I know what you go through. Amen? He's been down here with us. He knows what we have to go through on a daily basis. Different time frame. Same craziness. You still deal with sexual immorality. You still deal with people who steal, people who murder. Still deal with people who lie. You still deal with people who cheat. You still deal with all the same things. One person trying to get over on another person. This business rising over that one. People fighting. Family going crazy. You still have to deal with homosexuality. You still have to deal with people being promiscuous. You still had to deal with people killing you with your tongue. You still had to deal with all the things that Jesus had to deal with and had to and overcame. He tells us in the Word, I overcame it for you, so that way you can overcome. Amen? Amen? Amen. I hope you follow me. No, I'm the time we got. Okay, good. Good, good, good. We're doing good. You know, but it's all about that gift. Jesus Christ came. He didn't just live as one of us. But he had a purpose and a plan. The plan was to come down here, live as us, understand everything that we're going through, and take all that we go through, all of our sins, all of our burdens, all of our sicknesses. He said, no man takes my life. He said, I'm going to lay it down. No greater love, the Bible says. No greater love is there than one who lays down his life for a brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No greater love. No greater love. That's the gift I always want to make sure I acknowledge. Because I want to acknowledge a gift that there was no greater love could have been happening right there. No greater love. That's the kind of gift I want. No greater love than one that gives his life. He gave his life for all of us. All of us. He hung on the cross. And gave his life. They didn't kill him. He gave up his life. The Bible says that he gave up the ghost. He gave it. Then what did he tell us? He says, I'm going to give you a companion, something that's going to be with you, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will teach you all things. The Holy Ghost will leads you in the path of righteousness. Amen. I hope you still follow me. Thank you, Jesus. That's something right there. Those of you who are on, just begin to give the Lord a quick 5-10 second glory, praise, however it comes out your mouth. Just thank God for the gift. Right now, I know it's a Bible study and some people are going to be saying, just keep talking, but or sit down. You can't see me. But give God a little praise. Give God, well, don't give him a little praise. Give God a praise. Amen. Thank God for the gift of someone who cares so much about you and what you're going through, cares so much about your sicknesses, cares so much about your health, cares so much about you as a person who is his creation and saying, listen, I'm giving a way out. I know life's been hard. I know you've been going through. I know since you've been born, you've been going through a lot of growing up in this crazy world. And of course, you understand that, you know, all men have sinned to come short to the glory of God. That was the next scripture I was going to give you. Amen. 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 Thank you for all those who are still on. Amen. Yes, the enemy is getting mad because they tried to close the season. Amen. But continuing, we're going to continue anyway in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. We got to give praise to what God has given us. Fabulous gift of God. Someone who's laid down his life. I understand, like I said, that you go through, you've been through a lot, but now it's the time to receive Jesus Christ, because he didn't just stop. He did not just stop at dying for your sins, but he shed his blood for your sins, that your sins may be washed away. Amen? And your sins may be washed away and cleansed for all eternity. Amen? God gave you a special gift. God gave you a special gift. A special gift. The gift of salvation, meaning to be saved from destruction. Saved from dying off. Saved. Salvation came. You have been free from being captive unto a destructive end. Amen. Amen. That's what he did for us. That's why I love the gift so much. I love the gift. That's why I love the gift so much. But he didn't just stop at dying for me. He didn't just stop at being on that cross and giving up his life for me, but he went a step further, and he shed his blood that my sins may be washed away. Sins I've known, sins I didn't even know. He washed my sins with his blood. And he didn't even stop right there. He went down into the gates of hell. That's the keys of life, Satan. And you know, we all celebrate this day on Easter, but he rules with all power in his hand. He rules with all power. So let's recap. God gave us a gift, the salvation, which was Jesus dying on the cross for us, dying for us. There's only one death. One resurrection. Now, why did he die for us? Because in the custom, you have to die. You have to pay a recompense. You have to pay. You have to pay a ransom. You want someone's life? You got to pay for it. And there was no other way of paying. There was no value higher than the Lamb of God, an unblemished sacrifice. That's the only way to get redemption. Only way to get redemption through the law of God. There had to be a sacrifice. That's why God loves a cheerful giver. Because when you can sacrifice something to God, God says, okay, I'll say it. You're sacrificing something to me. You're ready. The sacrifice is something that, you know, hey, it's exactly what it means. A sacrifice. There's no way I could, any other way I could say it right now. I'm sorry, y'all. It's just a, when you sacrifice something, when you give up something for something else, Jesus Christ gave his life. He sacrificed his life for you. Amen. He shed his blood for you. Amen. So there was a sacrifice, an unblemished lamb. Unblemished, no sin, perfect in all its ways. No greater payment could have been made. And from that payment, the blood of Christ gave you victory. The blood of Christ gave you a new life. The blood of Jesus Christ. See, when you, it's funny because when I say that, it reminds me of the story of Moses, amen. And when Moses had come back, amen, and he went to Pharaoh, he went to Ramses, and he told Ramses, you know, the Lord that God said, let my people go. Ramses began to make decrees and say things. And then there's this one particular plague where the angel of death was coming down. Amen. And Ramses said, okay, all the firstborn shall die. And Moses pretty much told him, hey, listen, out of your own mouth has you said it. And the firstborn of Israel, the firstborn of Egypt, no, shall die. and did not know. And Ramses did not know it would be his job. But what happened was children of Israel began to go and take the blood and to wipe it on their doors, on their doorpost. Amen. For me, we sure all know it. They were going to wipe the blood on spread the blood on their doorpost. And what happened with that is that as the angel of death was going to and fro in that particular area to kill who it had killed, the firstborn, amen, it will pass over. The angel of death would pass by, will pass over all those doorposts that had the blood. So, as long as you had the blood, I hope you follow me. As long as you receive Jesus Christ and you got the blood of Christ in your life, and you got that blood that when God looks at you, he doesn't see your filthy thinking sin. He sees the blood of Christ that washed you clean. He said, I hope you get it. When the angel of the, when death itself came and saw the blood over your doorsteps, it passed on by. You were saved by the blood. There's no mystery to this. There's no, science can't even understand this. You see, science may be able to try and give you little things and say, well, maybe this is why this happened, maybe this is why that happened, and everything else. But you can't, the blood, allow death to pass you by. See, here's what salvation is. You've been saved by the blood. The blood prevails. The blood washes away your sins. When God looks at you, he does not see someone who's on the verge of destruction. God sees someone who's been washed in the blood. Yeah, you can take another 5 seconds of praise God on that. You can praise God on that. I thank God for those who came back on. People are coming back on. There was a little situation that happened. I guess the enemy got mad. Thank God that he's mad. So as long as he's mad, I'm doing the right thing. And as long as he's mad, you're doing the right thing. As long as he's mad, God's blood is still washed. He's cleansing us. It's still over us because we are walking. Amen. Amen. I thank God for you all tonight. This is. I just love talking about the blood of Christ because when we understand that as it is written, like we said in verse 10 of chapter 3 in Romans, there is none righteous, no, not one. It goes on to talk about more, but then eventually it tells you about Jesus Christ being the righteous one, the only righteous. But when we come down to verse 23, for all have sinned, they come short. Say, well, how we all have sinned? But there's one simple way of saying that. We know we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So if nothing else, if you receive God when you was one, hey, but That's one way of giving the answer for you. Well, how we all sin to come short to the glory of God. How we all sin. What the Bible just tells us that we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That's one way of saying it. So we had to be cleansed from a sinful birth. Amen. Well, that's a whole other subject and topic. Amen. But here's, we have to believe, we have to know this, we have to accept what Jesus did for us. And that's that gift that's underneath that tree. That's that special gift. All the other gifts, they were nice. But here's the gift. And you unwrap that gift and you open up that gift and you receive that gift. Receive the gift of salvation. And you say, well, then here's where you begin to thank the giver of the gift more than the gift, because we thank Jesus Christ for what he did. He washed our sins away. But now we got to thank God. See, I think some people just stop and say, Jesus did it all. Jesus did it all for you. Jesus did do it all. But the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. You see, Jesus Christ said right before about for him to, it was about that time for him to go give us the goat, and he was sitting there. He was like, Lord, he's like, Father, if this cup can pass from me, he said, you know what? Nevertheless, at thy will, not his will, but at thy will, God at your will, Father at your will. And that's what we need to say. Lord, no matter what's going on, say, Father, you told me to go pray in the morning, Lord. You know, Father, I think that's a little bit too early, but you know, nevertheless, at your will. Oh, God, you wanted me to go out there on Saturdays and do outreach? Well, it's raining, Lord, I don't know what I should do, or don't have the carpet right now. You just take those steps and say, at your will, and watch God do something great. You know, Jesus, I know, God, you said go out there and go get this job, but I don't think I'm qualified yet. You know what, Lord? Nevertheless, at your will. See, that's what we need to say more often. Not my will. Let my will not be done, but let God's will be done all the time. See, greater is he. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. See, in the world, I found all these excuses. But it's funny how, you know, when it's time to go to the club, you know, people say, oh, you church people, y'all dance too much, and y'all look crazy dancing, and I wouldn't dance like that in public, or I wouldn't dance like that around a bunch of people, or I wouldn't scream and shout and yell around a bunch of people. I look crazy. But do we think of these things when we go to the nightclub? We're in the nightclub, we dancing, shaking our tail feathers, hipping and hopping and screaming. When the rappers say scream, we scream. When we in church and we say, everyone give a shout to the glory of God, we look around like, who's looking at us? But when we at a concert, they say, everybody scream. Everybody go, ah! But when we around saved, sanctified believers, and when we're asked to lift our voice, that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to stop you from talking. He wants to close your mouth. As long as you ain't doing anything for God, he don't care. He don't care if you screaming, talking about everything goes, no, those songs that talk about put your bottles up and light my fires and all that other stuff. But the minute you want to shout hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, I give myself to you. Fill me up, Lord. The enemy wants to shut your mouth. He makes you feel embarrassed. He wants you to feel ashamed. He wants you to feel like someone's looking at you. But if you take that same club mentality and bring it to Jesus. Because why? He gave you a gift, and you're so grateful for that gift. And because he gave you a gift, he gave you a gift that you can use every day. He gave you salvation. Now, what happens to salvation is salvation comes into your life. You receive Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior. You're saying, thank you, Lord, for freeing me from sin, for washing me clean, for making me a brand new person. For now, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now you're a new creature. You receive the gift. Now, this is why I love Romans. The Romans to me talks about Christian living and Christ-like living. And you think, okay, now, Lord, well, you know, what should I do next? Well, you received me not by works, and I gave you a gift not because of how good you were or not because of how bad you were. Your works mean nothing to me. You know, your deeds mean nothing to me. You can say, say a million Our Fathers and 100 Hail Marys, and you can be the best moral person in the world, but it's not by your deeds, not by your efforts that you are saved. You are saved through grace. My grace has made it sufficient for you, said God, that now I have taken you into the family of Christ because you received this great gift. And now I'm cleansing you, or I have cleansed you from all unrighteousness. And when I look down on you, says God, I don't see the blemishes, but I see the blood of Christ. Amen. And once you have the blood of Christ, let me explain to you, and you receive Jesus Christ, and let me explain it to you, once you receive Jesus Christ, this is where the enemy wants to stop you. The enemy wants to stop you. The enemy wants to keep you from going forward in Christ. He doesn't want you to keep going forward. The enemy doesn't want you to acknowledge Christ. The enemy wants to stop you. He wants to block you. He wants to bind you. He wants to keep you away. He wants to put stumbling blocks in front of you. So don't think, okay, now I got it easy. No, now you got it better because now you are connected with the giver of the gift. Now you're connected with the giver of life who can give you everything. And now you have this supernatural connection. Now you have a way out of every situation that comes. And this is why I love Romans so much. And this is why we have to receive. It's all about faith. It's about your faith. You know, Romans chapter 4, verse 3 says, "For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God. It was counted unto him for righteousness." Amen. 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 "Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness." Your faith is counted as righteousness. We walk by faith. We live by faith. We do everything we do by faith. Faith is the thing that gives us everything we need. When you believe and have faith in what God is telling you, what God is giving you, what Jesus Christ did for you, and how he died and shed his blood for you, your faith is counted as for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without work. So it's not by your deed, not by what you have done, but it's by your, that's why we are called, amen, the children of Abraham, because Abraham was called the father of faith. The father of faith. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham. Amen. We back on again. The devil is a liar, and there is no truth in him. Amen. I thank God, because, like I said again, the devil is a liar, and I'm so glad that he's mad as hell, because that's where he's going. Amen. He already got his promise. My promise is to live eternally. Thank you, Jesus. And we got about 3 more minutes left in the time we have right here. Amen. But we're going to continue this again. Matter of fact, you know what? I like making the devil mad. I like making God happy. We're going to come back on again tomorrow night at 7 and continue. Amen. But before y'all go, amen, just want to say that keep on living by faith. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing bind you. You see, the enemy tried to stop this call 3 times already. We keep calling back in. Why? Because there's a purpose. Amen. There's a purpose, and people need to hear about salvation. Saved, unsaved, preacher, non-preacher, bishop, just started church, it don't matter. We all need to understand salvation and continue in salvation, because that's why we are here. Amen. And when God gives you a gift, the best thing about, and then we're going to get ready to go, because they just told me I had 90 seconds. Amen. Thank God for the radio show. Amen. And the best thing about receiving your gift, back to the Christmas tree. Amen. I hope you're understanding all this. The best thing about receiving your gift is that once you receive the gift, this is very important now, very important. Once you receive your gift, what did you do next? If you had siblings or the next day when you see your friends or the same day you see your friends, you say, look at my gift. Immediately, once you become saved, you become ministers of Christ. Evangelists. Some things don't say, I'm not ready. Because the same way you get a nice little water gun or you get a nice little video game, you say, hey, man, look what I got. Do you want to come play this game with me? Let's share this game. Let's share my gift. Share your gift with somebody else. Amen. This is what I'm saying to you on tonight right now. We're going to continue more into this tomorrow. But share your gift. The same way you would share that gift under the tree, grab it, love it, share it with somebody else. Bow your heads real quick. We've got about 40 seconds. Father God, I thank you for everyone that's on here tonight. Thank you for all that who stayed on and kept coming back while the enemy can try to take us off. But the devil is a liar, and there's no truth in him. I thank you for victory for everyone that's on here. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, see you tomorrow at 7 o'clock.